know anything about this.
That's what I used to call them, because I used to have one.
Oh, really?
Capian.
What do you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stones?
Let me see now, what do I call a wall or fence? Well, I'd say a rock wall. Or a brick wall, whichever would happen to be the case.
What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Wooden vessel? Mm-hmm. You what? I don't know if it could be a pail or not.
Pail or bucket or?
Bucket. Bucket, well, since it's wooden, might be a better wood. Mm.
What do you call the same thing made out of metal?
I called a pail.
What do you call the heavy iron thing used
in... That thing's still running.
Yeah. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, I call it an iron spider or a skillet or use an iron griddles. Or...
Okay. What do you call the thing in the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
And then the kitchen sink, the water comes out of.
The thing in the...
You mean the spigot?
Right. What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
That's a faucet. No. Wait a minute. And a faucet. I know, but I can't think right for the minute. Oh, well, we'll skip that and go back. Maybe I have time to see.
Knob or tap or spigot or spigot or faucet.
Yeah, it could be faucet.
But none of those is what you're thinking of?
No, it wasn't what I would be thinking about, but it could be either one, but that wasn't what I had in my mind.
Okay, we'll try to come back to that.
But it's called something else. Maybe that. Maybe one of those words would be all right. We just put spigot.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that the water comes out of?
Spigot.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what is it that they put them into for you to take them home?
A paper sack. A bag.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth?
Sack.
You might, the kind of thing that 100 pounds of chicken feed would come in, or... 100 pounds of potatoes.
Burlap bag.
What do you call a small musical instrument, about that long, I guess, that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
It wouldn't be a bugle tube. No, not tube. What is it?
It's a little long thing.
My harmonica.
Right. Good,
all that going down there.
Yeah.
Everything I say. I'm going to get so crazy to write you.
Okay, let me see.
It'll be right silly with it. He's in a while, all that nuts you interview.
What do you call a small musical instrument that is made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
Juice hop.
Say a little louder.
Juice hop.
Right.
Take your finger out your mouth.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end of the board, the other child sits on the other.
Seesaw. I've seesaw one a million times.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Flying Jenny. I love to ride them.
How about a flat piece of stone and sharpened knives?
Flat.
Do you ever call it wet rock? Or?
Oh, yeah, it could be a wet rock. But I'll show y'all more piece of flint, too. Mm-hmm.